Firstly, I'm very glad indeed to be back at the university and to meet so many students, obviously coming from many different countries. my visit this time is hopefully in order to renew my relations with OU University. And I hope that I would be able to talk about something that may be of interest to the students of this university. I have not been given any particular subject to talk about, but I would like to talk about education. Well, long, long ago, education was limited to just learning how to read and write, and mainly it is about religion. Education did not extend towards other subjects, but over the centuries, education became a way of giving young people, especially, knowledge that would be relevant to their life later on. More and more, the knowledge has become very specific and is often related to the possible jobs they would be taking. We learn a lot of things in schools and in university. But there is one thing lacking about education. It is the attention paid to the character of the students. You may acquire very good knowledge, but if you are of bad character, that knowledge may not benefit you at all. On the other hand, if you have good values, you are of good character, then the knowledge can be applied in a way that is beneficial to you and to your community, even your country. So it is important that along with knowledge, we also promote good values, good culture. In places like Japan, for example, work ethics has become very important. If your work ethics is not so good, despite your knowledge, you will not be able to deliver on the knowledge that you have acquired. So I feel that some attention should be given in the schools from the kindergarten stage until up to the university, discussions on good values, good moral values, which can shape you into a very responsible, very good character who can contribute much towards yourself and your society. Fortunately, we find that in some countries, they use this as a kind of indoctrination in which they teach the young to believe in certain things in order to propagate their own ambitions. We see this in many countries, and I have seen in one country at least where very young people, 6 years old, were taught to adore their leader. They think of their leader almost as if he is a kind of god who can do no wrong, and the children adores the leader and were prepared to accept whatever he does as being right, even though obviously what he's doing may be wrong, may be bad for society. That kind of indoctrination is not something that we should promote. On the other hand, we know that as we grow up, our parents, our father and mother teaches us what is good and what is bad. And because of that, we understand how to behave in society. Unfortunately, now, father and mother, parents, do not have time to teach their children because both of them would be working. Since they cannot do so, it is important that it is the education system which will spread the good values that each and every student should have, so that when they grow up, they understand what is good and what is bad, and they would avoid what is bad and do what is good, which will benefit them and benefit society. For example, children from very early age should be taught that taking what doesn't belong to them is bad. But returning something that they find somewhere lost to the person who owns it is good. And that will promote a good society in which we can depend on each other to do the right thing and to ensure that we do not lose as much as we would if we live in a society where the people have no sense of responsibility and would take what does not belong to them. That may in the end result in very oppressive regimes, governments, and such oppressive regimes and government will make the people suffer, and in the end, the government will fail. So I would stop there because I'm sure you're more interested in what you have in mind to ask me. So I will stop there and I will try to answer questions if you have any. Thank you. Thank you.